Contact Apollo today for all your heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. Apollo was rated number one again last year and has been delivering the best customer service in the Twin Cities for over 40 years. Visit callapollo.com and schedule your appointment today.
Kind of an interesting situation I got going on here. It's one of those, I should have listened to my dad, and I didn't. But he had told me to never, just don't take one of those, you know, those DNA tests, the like 23andMe type kits?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So he was always so against that. He's like, just don't ever take one of those DNA tests. He's kind of one of those old school paranoid dudes, you know? It's like, ever since these home tests came out, he's been just dead against it. He thinks they're like the government trying to steal our information or something. Yeah, exactly. And it, you know, he takes this to the next level. He doesn't have a Facebook page because he thinks they're watching his every move. Like, you know what I'm saying, right?
Oh, crystal clear.
Okay, yeah. So like, you know, I don't know. That's a little too much for me. So clearly I ignored him because, I mean, I don't know. I thought it would be really fun to find out about our family history.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting to me, you know? So my girlfriend and I both did the sample and sent it in and couldn't wait for the result. But when mine came back, like, they were clearly wrong. It said I had no biological connection whatsoever to my parents, which was just, I don't know, the most bizarre thing ever to me. So I contacted 23andMe, and they said that can happen, like, it's no problem. And so they sent me a free kit to start over. Great. Well, when it came back, it was the same, the results.
Uh-oh. Are you adopted and they didn't tell you, or were you switched at birth?
See, I don't know.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Does your dad know?
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, like, my parents clearly aren't my biological parents, and either my dad was just, it was a coincidence that he's so paranoid he doesn't want me taking the tests, and it just turned out that they're not my parents, and I was maybe switched at birth, or they do know that I'm not their biological son, and they didn't want me to find out.
Oh, boy. So do you know who your bio dad is?
I do know who my biological dad is.
I bet you used Facebook to find him.
Oh. That's true. That's true. And I mean, thank you, Facebook. But, you know, like, it's equally shocking that the guy who's supposedly my biological dad, him and his wife have a son the exact same age as me. And he's a spitting image of my dad, like the person who I think is my father.
Like, who raised you.
Yes, exactly. And, like, I definitely resemble their family more than my own.
Oh.
Like, I have red hair. No one in my family has red hair. And, like, they had, like, red hair in that family. And I was always wondering where it came from.
That should have been clue number one to your parents that something's not right, right? That's a weird one.
I don't know. It's like keeping me up at night. It's like, do I tell them? I don't know. I guess another thing is that they live in the same Southern California town that I was born in. Like, the facts just keep piling up that the people who raised me are not my biological parents. And my girlfriend did some, like, research, you know, and there weren't as many security measures in hospitals back then. So things like this happened, you know, and it's just crazy because, you know, my parents are older. They had me a lot later in life.
Okay, let's go to Dee. She's in Minneapolis. Do you say anything to the family? What do you do?
So my situation is a little weirder. I had two options of who my dad was and could not definitively be told who it was. So I kept doing the test. Nobody was showing up. Nobody was showing up. Finally, I had a cousin show up. And when I met her, I mean, she's a spitting image of me. And I was like, okay, now I know which one's my dad. So I reached out to the family and found out he was in the hospital. And he died within a month of me, like, actually for sure knowing that he was my dad. Like, I knew him when I was younger, but I didn't, like, know him. And so it was just one of those things. And it took that long to figure it out. I'm 40 years old and found out and lost him in a month. So
what would you suggest to him? What should he do?
Either tell your dad or reach out to the family and be like, hey, look, I did this DNA test. It's saying I'm your kid. I mean, obviously it's late in life. You don't need to pay for me or anything, but, like, hey, I would like to know where I actually come from, what my genes are. Mm-hmm. If I want to have kids someday, I'd like to know what my biological DNA is, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, they might not know. They might be like, whoa, this makes sense.
Wow.
I see it on TV all the time.
I did a DNA test and found out I'm definitely related to my family.
No, I'm sorry.
Yeah. I was like, I just fingers crossed the whole time. I'm like, come on.
Come on. I just don't want Twilight.
I mean, I was born in a small hospital in Adrian, Minnesota. You know, what are the odds I'd be switched? I wasn't.
Yeah. Dang it.
Probably the only one born that day.
Probably small town is the worst.
I know. Like, why couldn't I have been born in Minneapolis? I would have had a chance to an upgrade.
Anything would have been an upgrade.
Do we have another D on the phone?
We do. Hi.
Oh, hi, D. You had a similar situation. What are the odds we'd have two Ds?
Wow.
I know. I did. During COVID, my now sister put her DNA on Ancestry.com and found out that my dad is her bio dad, and her dad and my dad were actually friends and graduated from high school together.
Oh.
And we look very similar, other than she's blonde, and we actually grew up about five miles from each other. And it's been absolutely amazing. It's been great. We've welcomed her into our family. We do stuff all the time. We've traveled. It's been wonderful. So I would say, if anything, you know, reach out, because you never know what doors are going to open with it.
Okay.
And you're getting new people to love, new family members that you really might bond with.
Bonus family.
I know.
I was hoping for a bonus family.
I know, buddy.
It's a new family is what you wanted.
Right? I thought, come on. Let them have a really nice cabin. Or,
right?
You know, maybe they have a big boat.
Yeah, or something. I don't know, love. If they just had love to give you.
Would have been nice for a change.
You got screwed.
Yeah.
You really did.
Tell me about it.
You just got put into a family who put you to work.
But that's why you're such a little worker bee.
Oh, work, work, work. It's off to work we go. That was my song. Okay. Sounds like, Nick, you know what to do.
I think so.
Get in touch and see how it goes.
Yeah. And hey, let us know.
Yeah. Have fun with that.
We're here for you.
Dan, your dad is going to go, I knew it.
I told you.
Yeah, right?